For millions of people from the Southwest to the Northern Great Plains, winter is no longer coming. It is here. A major winter storm has blanketed the Sierra Nevada with up to 4 feet of snow. There's heavy snow coming to the Rockies and blizzard warnings for parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. This is a true coast-to-coast storm strengthening as it travels east. Meteorologist Mark Elliott is here. Hello, Mark.
Hi there.
So should we be surprised to see such a big winter storm so early in the season?
No, not really. This is the time of year that we can get these types of big storms, especially ones that are still able to tap into that relatively warm Gulf of Mexico moisture and throw it up into the cold air that's approaching for the new winter season.
So where are you expecting the heaviest snowfall today and tomorrow?
Yeah, right now it's kind of leaving the Sierra Nevada, as you mentioned, and moving through the Intermountain West. And into tomorrow, we start seeing this really pick up from eastern Wyoming into western Nebraska and then into the Dakotas, maybe northern Minnesota with time as well, where we could see a foot, maybe 2 feet of snow, along with wind gusts over 50 miles per hour at times. So really difficult travel conditions.
Wow. Let's just stay west for a moment. All of the heavy snow in the mountains of California. Any chance this early snowpack could reduce the decades-long drought?
One storm won't do it, but it certainly doesn't hurt. We'll take any drop of precipitation that we can get across the west. Word of caution, I guess. Last December started up above average in California for precipitation as well. And then there were some goose eggs, zeros for precip in January and February. And so one month or one storm isn't going to do it.
Yeah, and we got all excited and started using extra water. We've got to stop that out here. So what are your concerns in the southern part of the country where there is a risk of severe thunderstorms as well?
Yeah, that starts overnight tonight. And so one concern is that it's a weird time of day. It starts real late, well after dark across, say, western Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas tonight, ramping up for Tuesday, especially Arkansas into Louisiana, where there could be long-lived, long-track, violent tornadoes, but a huge area from the southern plains through the southeast that could have wind, a few tornadoes, hail, flooding rains. All modes of severe weather are at play with this storm.
My goodness. You know, we're at the beginning of the season and we're always trying to understand the impact climate change on these storms. What's the outlook for the winter season?
Well, it is a La Nina year. And what's kind of odd is that it's the third in a row. So the general outlooks for the winter are that they should feel pretty similar to the past two winters, because the past two winters were La Nina years as well. And that is a big player when it comes to those seasonal forecasts.
Is it usual, Mark, to have so many La Nina years? You know, this will be the third?
Yeah, no, it's not. There's only a couple in history that have had three in a row like this one. And so it's reasonably rare. Plus, you know, La Nina being the cooling of the waters, it's harder to get there now with a warmer world in some cases. The cool signals are not as cool as they used to be.
That's meteorologist Mark Elliott. Mark, always a pleasure, and stay warm out there.
Thanks for having me.